This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Review time again. Friday is upon us. The last
wait a minute. No, we got one more Friday, haven't we?
One more Friday in June. This is the 23rd. An overview appropriate in this time period, as is normally the case on Friday, of some of the stories from Talkers Magazine. The top 10 items, according to the research that's done by the folks there. People, stories, all that good stuff. We get to that, but first I want to spend some time on your tax dollars and how wonderfully well they're being spent. You know, there are always these stories that float around of government waste, fraud, and the it's waste, fraud, abuse, cheating, you name it. The Pentagon is the number one of all of the various departments of the federal government. The Pentagon is the champion, and it's because of things like this that make most people who have any brains at all stand up and say, cut it out. Stop it. The Pentagon has spent $94 million of your tax dollars on quote-unquote inappropriate uniforms for the troops in Afghanistan. Yes, the Department of Defense spent almost $100 million outfitting Afghan soldiers in uniforms that feature a forest camouflage pattern, which is a peculiar choice since there aren't any woodland areas in Afghanistan. There isn't one tree, not one, in Afghanistan. In fact, it is dry, a desert. So how valuable is a forest camouflage pattern, anyone with common sense? I don't know why this hasn't come up before, because it's been going on for years, apparently. The Special Inspector General has reconstructed the scenario for these uniforms and says, in a very nice way, they may have been or may be inappropriate, quote-unquote. So I want to know, first of all, why we're even providing uniforms for these guys. We do give them uniforms and, I'm sorry, equipment, supplies, that kind of thing. We have a special, I bet you didn't know this, there's a line item budget, the Afghanistan Security Forces Fund in the Defense Department, the Pentagon budget, was created 12 years ago. So the consumer, the people in the Inspector General's office have looked at this stuff and started to ask questions, mostly because the forest camouflage uniforms aren't doing any good. More Afghanistani army soldiers are getting shot, and they're getting shot because everybody knows they're soldiers. 1,364,602 uniforms have been procured. We paid for them. They've been distributed, plus an additional 88,000 pair of pants. There you go. So the government, because it doesn't own the pattern, has to pay a licensing fee to a company in order to use this pattern. The U.S. could have saved $28 million if it had chosen something that was a little bit more appropriate and didn't belong to some company. This is inside corruption, these crooks. The Ministry of Defense in Afghanistan chose the pattern because they thought, quote-unquote, it was nice. They never conducted any formal testing, never conducted any evaluation, never determined the effectiveness of the pattern. Some guy just said, oh, that's nice, let's buy those. So now the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, yesterday calls the report embarrassing. Oh, really? That's effective. He said, quote, those who waste money on the wrong camouflage uniform seem to have lost sight of their common sense. What common sense even is there that we're paying for uniforms for these guys? They don't even want us there. The people of Afghanistan, the politicians, they don't want us there. The Pentagon said, oh, good for them. They're going to conduct a cost-benefit analysis to see if there's a more environmentally suitable and less costly option for the uniforms for the Afghani army. Damn these people. Really? Aren't you sick of this kind of stuff? Really and truly. So if that doesn't get your goat, listen to this. The payment processing, botched paperwork, and inaccurate information from the Federal Loan Servicing Department has derailed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of public sector workers from getting student loan forgiveness, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau of the federal government. Borrowers working in public service should not miss out on a key consumer benefit because their student loan servicer failed to comply with the law. And the examiners are going to now scrutinize whether services are telling consumers they need to do what they have to do to qualify for loan forgiveness. Supposedly in the new education department, they're trying to figure out how these higher education loans would work. So the report this was yesterday afternoon this came out. The administration says we ought to get rid of this anyway. It wipes federal student debt from public servants after they made 120 monthly payments or 10 years worth. It's a subsidy, and you and I are paying for it. Do you like the idea of that? If you work for a doctor's office, or you work in a lawyer's office, or you work in some non-public job, you don't have this benefit. So why do these people have it? There are two or three questions here that come up when you dig right down into it. There are half a million people are on their way to getting forgiveness. And of that group, two-thirds earn less than $50,000 a year. 86% take home less than $75,000 a year. So why do we have them? Why are they going to college? I know a lot of people who never went to college make a lot more money than that. This program went into effect when George Bush, the son, when W was the president. They wanted to encourage college graduates to pursue careers in public education, okay, as public defenders, that kind of stuff. And that's an okay, that's an okay reason for doing it. But then the thing became flawed, bogged down in bureaucracy, and the whole thing has fallen apart. I just think there's an interesting overview. I look down into some of the specifics of the people who are getting the benefit here. Here's a nurse that told the reviewers that servicing breakdowns left her with an additional year of unnecessary payments. In other words, she'd already paid it off, but they kept coming after her for more money. So instead of helping, they have hurt these people because their bookkeeping is so bad. Another government boondoggle. In some instances, people said the servicing company, which is this is from the private sector, but it's a government program, provided an inaccurate count of all their qualified payments, gave them a hard time. That is, they threatened to go to their bosses. They threatened to go to the credit reporting agencies. And they were wrong. They have last year gotten 8,500 complaints about the loan forgiveness program and the fact that it doesn't work. So there's two different things here. Should there be a loan forgiveness program for people who work in the public sector? That's one conversation. Second conversation, and the more important conversation, is that this company, FedLoan, which is an arm of the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Bureau, is the only servicer designated by the Education Department to manage loans. And they're the ones who have messed it up. It's called the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. And, of course, when somebody, a reporter called the company to get comment. They declined to comment, referred all questions back to the federal government, to the Education Department. So here's what's going on. You and I are paying for a lawsuit that's been initiated against the Education Department by these borrowers who, in the court documents, claim the agency has changed the eligibility requirement for the kind of employment that would count as public service. The documents suggest that department said there's no guarantee that forgiveness will be granted. It's on an individual basis. So if somebody doesn't like you, they can say, oh, too bad, you don't get to participate in this program. That's it. The typical borrower owes about 70 grand. So again, back to whether you and I want to pay $70,000 on average for 500,000 loans. So what is that? 35 million bucks? Something like, yeah, about 35 million bucks. And there are other billions of dollars in student loans that are out there as people apply for the program, which is supposed to offer peace of mind to direct their energy, the individuals and expertise towards strengthening the jobs they have as public service workers in their communities. What a mess. Good God. Okay, take a deep breath, Doug. It's 18 past the hour.
Before you hear this or this or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I can remember when gas stations had both self-service and full-service islands, and many drivers enjoyed the full-service choice. Attendants would run out to the car, pump the gas, air up your tires, wash the windshield, and check the oil. When consumers found that self-service resulted in cheaper gas, though, most of us abandoned full-service stations, so today they're a nostalgic thing of the past. But not in New Jersey and Oregon, the two states that legally ban people from pumping their own gas. They claim it's about safety, but years of history in the other 48 states prove otherwise. It's about protecting higher prices, and that is not the government's job. Citizens there should look through the lens of liberty and tell the state it's none of their business how we decide to fill her up.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Life. Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
After the hour, the boss is in the music news today. Bruce Springsteen is reportedly going to stage an intimate Broadway residency this fall, performing 8 weeks of solo concerts at the Walter Kerr Theater in New York. He wants to play a small house, wants to try something more intimate. He likes the idea of being on Broadway, according to a story in one of the New York newspapers this week. Going to do 5 shows a week, starting in November, 8 weeks. This theater seats 975 people. Been unoccupied since the Broadway production of Amelie closed in May. I don't know, what was Amelie about?
Amelie was the movie. Amelie. It was a French movie that was very popular, subtitled, and then it became a Broadway musical.
Yeah, if you've ever seen, you know, the commercials with the roaming gnome on, what is it, Travelocity or whatever? Have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where it came from. It came from the movie Amelie.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
But this is the smallest audience Bruce has played to since probably the 70s.
Yeah, since he got started.
Yeah.
The owner offered him the theater rent-free.
Of course.
Springsteen would get the ticket revenues. The theater would get the profits from sales of booze. I think that's pretty much the way it works anyway, doesn't it? Most of those places.
Whatever. I do think they pay rent. There's a part of the tickets. Yeah, ticket sales that pay rent, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if they don't sell tickets, they close immediately.
Yeah.
Because they can't pay the rent, so.
So, this apparently is a precursor for a potential Broadway musical based on his book, Born to Run, which one of my friends gave me for Christmas.
Which one of my friends didn't read. I gave it to a friend, and the friend didn't read it. And the friend should read it, because every everything about that that I've heard about this book tells me the friend would love it.
Okay.
Well, like on a deep philosophical level would love it.
Really? It's a friendly thing that you did then. Friend better wake up. All right, so that's the story of the boss going to Broadway. And next up, another aging rocker, Gene Simmons, attempting to trademark his favorite hand gesture. Excuse me. The sign language gesture for I love you and the symbol of rock on from frontman Gene Simmons of Kiss. He claims he used it first.
Long before deaf people.
Yeah. An application to trademark the hand gesture in which the index and pinky fingers are extended, and the middle and ring finger are tucked down toward the palm, and the thumb is extended. I never really knew that meant I love you. I didn't know that.
Really?
Actually. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yes, he's such a smart guy, though. He's getting himself back in the headlines. He knows this stuff.
Yeah, right.
This guy is so much more businessman than musician slash artist. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to meet him a couple of months ago. He's got these restaurants now called Rockin' Bruce. He's on it. He knows.
Is he?
A lot of props, yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Not a dummy.
Is he still with that beautiful woman? What was her name?
Yes, Shannon Tate.
I think they got married, didn't they?
Did they get married finally?
Eventually.
Yeah.
In fact, when he met me, he hugged me and he goes, "Don't tell my wife." And he's like, "I've got to hug you one more time, but then I have to go away. I don't want to get in trouble with my wife." He's so cute. He's like, he mentions her. It's very cute.
I always thought that she was absolutely gorgeous. There's something about her that just had the wholesome. And when I found out she was living with him, I was annoyed. For whatever the reason. All right, so that's the story of Gene Simmons and the Kiss sign language entanglement. 28 past the hour in the DJV experience.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination, and for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, another half hour of me and you together here, Doug, and the good day time that we spend together. Email me, Doug at DougStephan.com, should you want to connect. The Friday program, the Bill of Fare here, includes an overview sometimes of some of the stories that are in the talker's top 10, some of the things that we either find that haven't had enough airtime. I try to dig around into the things that are sort of subtext under the top 10 during the other 4 days of the week, in this hour anyway, because many of these things you hear discussed in other ways. And I find that as I think about and try to evaluate what would make sense to you, you've heard most of the arguments for some of these things, or most of the commentary, so why would I bother going through it again, going over it again? And thus is the case with the number one item this week. The Trump investigation, was Russia involved, and the hacking is number two. How many times have we've gone through all of this stuff in general, and specifically, what's new here? Not a damn thing. So, the health care plan, I will honestly tell you, it's number three this week on the countdown. I don't really know. I think the Republicans have been fairly secretive about this. They say it's going to be the cure-all, end-all, be-all, but I don't know. I mean, there's been some people taking a stab at trying to understand it, but I'm not sure it's even all been put together yet. A lot of hot air and PR. Certainly something needs to be done there, but it's such a political hot potato. Good Lord. It's good that my evaluation of the health care plan, whether it's Obama or whether it's Trump, is that it's nice, it's good, it's positive, that people have been given an opportunity to have some kind of health insurance. Having said that, it's now become so unaffordable that those who got in on it when it first got started now can't afford the premiums. And that's the case with other people who were even in on it before. So what do you do to fix that? And do we need a health care plan to service people? It's one of those hand-ups, not hand-out. At least that's the psychology behind it. But health is so expensive. And then you wonder, okay, what's first here, the chicken or the egg? Is it because of the insurance and the plan that health care has become so expensive? Or is it that the health care in our country is so expensive that we need a government plan to be able to pay for it? In either of those two circumstances, isn't it necessary to stand back? Aren't there some clear-cut rules, definitions, things that are obvious that can be taken into consideration, into account to fix the problem? I think that would be worth somebody's time. Oy. That Georgia House race, get lost with that conversation. Good God. How it even got to the point where this guy, the Democrat, got traction at all. And so, but the news media, the story here is the usual news media trying, especially CNN, trying to make something of this. The Republicans are going to get it because nobody likes Trump. Boy, they'll find out what their story is in Georgia. Well, hello, a Republican won. So go away. Russians and the Chinese bopping around our ships and planes. Number five. The immigrant welfare ban, more immigrant conversation. Number six, stabbing in Flint at the airport, and terrorism in general. I don't know that I'm going to put this under the terrorism heading, but you know what I'm saying. Over in Europe, Belgium, another incident this week. In London, another incident this week. Oy. The death of Otto Warmbier. I keep putting an R in the wrong place in his name. Warmbier. And what that was all about. What a lesson in starting out as something really silly, and then it gets completely out of control. Woof. And Megyn Kelly, Alex Jones, man, if I spend one more time wasting time talking, puffing her up and him, ugh, what a waste of time. All right, so the summertime, now that we are fully, are fully into summertime 2017. So what happens to the sun at the hottest time of the year in the Northern Hemisphere? There is a threat of extreme space weather, according to the feds. And so FEMA is preparing for what is described as the perfect solar storm and a power grid disaster that may be looming. The documents that were made public yesterday go back to a review of the history of these sorts of things. 1859 is the year. A giant plume of plasma flung out into space from the sun. The solar flare travels the 93 million miles between the sun and our planet. Takes 17 hours to do it. Known as the Carrington event. Remembered as the largest geomagnetic storm in the history of recorded space weather. So the important word there, recorded history, because these events have been going on ever since the sun and our planet and all this stuff came into being. But more importantly, it's how it affects us today. We have the ability to predict the events, but because we have all of the hyper-connectedness of our world, the stakes are much higher. Documents that were not supposed to be made public, of course, have mapped out a disaster plan for the occurrence of another geomagnetic superstorm, noting that even though this is very rare, if it happens, it will have high consequence. The potential for catastrophic impact on our nation and the world as we become so dependent on computers. The first to feel the impact would be high-frequency networks like aviation, long-distance military communication, that is, drones that are run, the drones flying around in Iraq and in Afghanistan, wherever else they are that are flown from Tampa. That might not work too well. Within 20 minutes of the flare's occurrence, 15% of the satellite fleet would be lost for a while because of the solar panel damage that will come from the heat. That is, they'll be knocked out. They have to be replaced. This is the radiation from an incoming storm like this. Not saying there's going to be one. They're just saying they're preparing for one. Most of the people in the public didn't even understand that these things were around. The damage to the power grid would be unimaginable. Solar flare sweeps across the earth. The towers designed to handle the AC current, electricity, will be flooded with DC current from the neomagnetic storm, and that'll cause them to overheat, melt, and explode. Oh, goody. And if the storm hits our satellites, it'll knock out 3 to 5 years worth. I mean, they get exposed to these sorts of things anyway. Satellites only have, this program is coming to you on a satellite. It comes, we put this this broadcast together in, my studio is where it begins, in Massachusetts. We have it pumped down through internet exchanges to the main studio in Washington, where then it goes through the facilities there, goes up to a satellite tower farm on Staten Island through, again, these same sort of internet lines, goes up to a satellite that's 20,000 miles in the sky, the satellites that we're talking about, way above the influences of gravity in our atmosphere, and then comes back down again to tower farms that are at radio stations. They get these big discs that you see in radio television stations. They take the signal from the satellite. They run it through their intrinsic boards and facilities, and then they send it out to a tower, and the tower sends out the signal so that your radio in your car or at home or your device can get the receipt. All this happens in 1/8 of a second. And under the guise of the scenario of this perfect solar storm, if it were to take place, many of those satellites would get cooked. So that would be the end of this for a while until they put up new satellites. So this is some sort of serious stuff to think about. So I thought you would like to have that information, all right? In a moment, the discussion, a disgusting discussion, of a documentary called Food Evolution that will make your hair stand on end if you have any consciousness about food. That's coming up 44 past the hour on the countdown.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
47 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with a focus on a movie opening in New York today called The Food Evolution. Here's the sound from the trailer.
The survival of our species has always depended on advances in agriculture.
Climate change is going to scramble this how are we going to feed the world debate.
This is all about companies.
This is about money. This is about power.
It's much easier to sell fear than it is science.
If you don't have food, then you're going to steal, you're going to kill someone.
So, how do we make the most informed decisions about how we feed ourselves?
This is a GMO versus organic food firefight documentary called Food Evolution, opening today and in the next few weeks all around the country, aimed at ending the controversy once and for all with the most decidedly pro-GMO argument ever presented. Academy Award-winning director Scott Hamilton Kennedy puts it together, and it's narrated by Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is one of those science celebrities. So supposedly, you know what's going on here. The beautiful shots of farmland and all these things that will tie the beautiful message of Monsanto and Dow Chemical together to try to convince you that GMO foods are A-OK. And they are, in a manner of speaking, it's if you look at it from the point of view of, well, either you die of hunger or you have GMO foods. The filmmakers are hoping to divorce emotions from hard science. How many times have you heard this kind of thing before? Most blatant case of Monsanto corporate propaganda that anyone has ever seen, according to a reporter who's seen the documentary before its release today. Because Neil deGrasse Tyson has a lot of trust among his fan base, he's pretty affable, he's considered an objective interpreter of concept data, this stuff is makes me want to puke. I know the inside of the insight here. And so if you want to get upset, go see that movie or pay attention to some of the coverage after the fact, because there'll be a lot of it starting this weekend. 10 before the hour.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
About 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time here with Victoria before she goes away, and I and Jennifer get, that's not good English, by the way.
And I and Jennifer.
Jennifer and me. And we take on the task of Tech Talk. So this will be, for a week or so, the swan song of Victoria. And so here we have the focus on Uber in ways annoys me. And I'm not sure why it annoys me. I don't know why it annoys me.
Don't
I like
you use Uber.
Uber? I do, and I like them.
Mm.
But I don't see it as a tech. I just see it as a damn ride. Yeah. Do I have to use my iPhone in order to summon the Uber car? So I guess that makes it technology.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're trying to find self-driving cars, I suppose that makes it technology.
Well, it's an app.
But for me, it's just a ride. I use these other tools to get me in there, but you think that I'm not on solid ground because it is, and I talk about this part of it, so I'm talking myself out of it, Victoria, in a way. This is a fabulous $70 billion company that's built on software and nothing else.
That's it.
They don't own anything.
Right?
It's a software company.
And I think that we're, now that there's been such a shakeup at Uber, I think that we're going to see a better Uber emerge from all of this. And I think that Uber is, I think Lyft has enjoyed a little bit of publicity in a positive way. But I think once Uber gets recalibrated, I think they're going to be bigger than ever.
Well, they are. They're kind of like Amazon in a way. It's hard to, when you think about that kind of a ride, you think about Uber first. You don't think about Uber first.
Yep.
So tipping, what's going on with tipping?
Well, this has been something that New York kind of really pushed for, because Uber drivers, up until now, you couldn't, there was, unless you had cash on you, there was no way to tip your Uber driver. And some people, after rating the driver, if the driver has helped them with their luggage or got made sure they made it to the airport on time or whatever, there are a lot of really wonderful Uber drivers out there who go the extra mile, no pun intended, to help their customers. So a lot of people felt like tipping was an important thing that wasn't included, and it also cost Uber drivers a lot of money, whereas cab companies, you know, it's all expected that you tip. So now Uber has decided that they are going to allow people to tip using the app, and they're rolling it out in Seattle, Houston, and Minneapolis today. And it's going to hit the rest of the country there within the next month. And so now you'll have an option at the end of, after you rate your driver, you can do $1, $2, or $5 automatically, or you can do a customized amount. The most that you can tip is $100, but that would be a very long Uber ride, I would think, right? And along with Uber, with tipping, one of the other things they're going to start doing on the downside is charging riders who take more than 2 minutes to get to the car once the driver arrives. So you better be faster to get to your car.
So and all of these things would have been things started by Travis Kalanick, even though he's no longer the CEO of Uber.
I mean, I don't know if these were his ideas. The tipping thing, honestly, this came from the marketplace. This started, the drivers got together with people who were passengers who felt that it wasn't fair that Uber drivers couldn't get tipped. So this is something that I think they listened to their customers, which is good. And now this is something that customers feel better about, being able to tip them.
All right. Another, I was just talking about cars that are sort of self-driving. The fellow who has started all the discussion about this is the fellow that runs Tesla. Idea of having a car like that that is on autopilot all the time. If you drive a Tesla now, you can almost let it drive itself. But there are drawbacks, as we understand, in the story of this man that was killed last year in the crash.
Yeah, they finally released the data, the technical data and the tech report of what happened, what the car told the computer, what happened during this crash, which led to Joshua Brown's death. He was driving a Model S Tesla, and he hit a semi at about 70 miles per hour. So the NTSB investigated the crash, and they say Brown didn't keep his hands on the wheel, despite several visual and 6 audible warnings from the car, telling him, put your hands on the wheel, take over again. He didn't. The car was in autopilot mode for 37 minutes, which is a long time. And during that time, the car detected that Brown's hands were only on the wheel for 25 seconds of 37 minutes.
So
that's a big problem.
So he created the situation in which he died. He killed himself.
Unfortunately, it sounds like he was pretty much responsible.
Yeah. So that leaves, that I suppose, in a sense, gets the Tesla off the hook, where people say these are dangerous. I think it's dangerous, but it's also irresponsible. If you know something's going on, duh. Why don't you take over this?
Right.
And you'd be that stupid. That's
right.
Basically, the guy was out to lunch. It's 59 after the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.